was a back and forth game, really, other than the first part of the game and then the overtime in the fourth quarter. You dominated probably the middle part of that game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was a battle, and we knew it was going to be a battle going in. And they have some talented players on their team, and I would never take anything away from them for that. But, you know, you got to put together a complete game if you're playing a good team, and we just didn't put that all together.
Well, it was started kind of in the beginning, trying to have a hard time adjusting to the foul calling by the officials in the first quarter. They called it a lot tighter than what maybe you used to all year, and you got picked up some early fouls and some foul trouble, but you guys did a good job of settling down. And once you guys did settle down after that 10-2 deficit, you guys looked pretty good.
Right. I mean, the referees told us they were going to call it tight from the very beginning, and I told the girls that they said that. And, you know, we have to be able to adjust sooner, especially if refs come out and say they're going to call it tight.
Yeah.
Then we better adjust to it quicker, because I had some different lineups out there that we haven't even practiced with before. And, you know, we just have to get better at that. So hopefully we can adjust quicker, because second half was almost too late.
Man, you guys built up the 8-point lead and did a good job attacking. You got it inside of the paint in that second half for the most part. And then how about the effort coming back here for Scott City? You guys were down 4 late in the game, and you get the 3 from Roberts, get them to miss a free throw, and then Bailey gets that layup to force overtime, and you have good enough defense around the perimeter that they don't even get to attempt a shot.
I know. I mean, I really want to – Caitlin, a lot of times, she makes a lot of her shots early in the game, and then sometimes she kind of goes away. So for her to make a 3-pointer that late in the game, I was super excited that she even took it, because a lot of times she just doesn't even look for it. So I was really happy she did that. And then Bailey, when she came down there, we had a play drawn up. Certainly not the play, but she had to take it because of the way we were coming down the court. And I was super excited that she had the courage and the knowledge to see where everybody was out on the floor, and she just had to take it. And I was proud of her for doing that.
Absolutely. I know it's kind of a tough loss here in overtime to not get a score. You had your opportunities, but you got to like the fact that you guys played 3 games in 3 days, played 3 different styles. I should probably ask, what's probably the biggest thing that maybe you saw from your team all week?
You know, for the most part, I was very happy with our defense. I think there was some fatigue that set in. But, you know, everyone has that. Everyone played 3 games in a row. So, you know, I don't really want to use that as an excuse. And so that's something we're just going to have to fight through, because all tournaments are going to be like that. But I felt like our post play was very, very strong. I thought our guards handled pressure when they needed to. I mean, we're so far ahead of where we were last year, and so it's exciting to see where we can actually go when it's this early.
You're 2 games up on where you were at this time last year as well. So, and then you got Emily Weathers. You call it the all-tournament team, even though it's not a tournament, but a great honor for her there.
Right. It's going to be super exciting for her. I mean, she's had a fantastic tournament, and I'm just super proud of her, because Emily works on her game all the time. And, you know, it just goes to show, you know, when you put in the time, you're going to get rewarded for it.
Well, 10 days off in between games, and it's a big game right before the Christmas break in Colby. You're going to be there hopefully eight times this year, including the Orange and Black, and then Substate as well. But Colby, they're going to pose a new difference for you this year and what you've seen maybe last year.
You know, I knew they would be better anyway. I mean, when you have to play so many freshmen at the beginning, you know, you're going to take some hits. And I know they did last year just because they were so young. But clearly they were the most talented ones. And so he needed to play them no matter what. But, you know, and I know the coach's daughter is a very good player, so they were going to be better anyway. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, you know, we've had our nucleus longer than they have, so hopefully we'll just come out stronger.
I like that. We'll do that here in 10 days. Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here, wrapping up the girls' game. Thanks as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.